Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am so excited about this week's show because my very special guest expert is with my good friend and coach, Melanie Benson-Strick. Folks, this is actually part two of my special interview with Melanie. She was delivering such amazing content last week that I didn't want to stop at the half hour. So if you missed part one, go back and listen to it at www.getjimpalmer.com. So just as a reminder, in case this is the first episode you're listening to, let me tell you a little bit about my very special guest, Melanie Benson-Strick. She's known internationally as the Big Idea Catalyst. She helps thought leaders get liberated from the daily grind so they can uncover the biggest way to unleash their brilliance. Melanie works exclusively with big thinking, heart-based entrepreneurs who are frustrated trying to run a successful business. She combines her extensive traditional education, where, by the way, she holds a bachelor's degree in business management and a master's degree in organizational management, with multiple advanced certifications in project management, results coaching, neuro-linguistic programming, and even a license as a spiritual counselor to get clients past their obstacles and into impacting the world in a big, profitable, and fulfilling way. Melanie speaks for many entrepreneurial audiences across the globe, both live and using webinars and telephone-based seminars. She's been a regular featured expert on radio shows and in media publications. Melanie's truly one of the nicest people I know, and her brilliance in helping successful entrepreneurs achieve more has earned her the title of America's number one optimum performance coach, and she is my mindset coach and no doubt responsible for much of the success I've had in the last 3 years. So let's get right to part two of my interview with Melanie Benson-Strick.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges people have kind of about money, and, you know, how can they work to improve, I guess the right way to say it, is their relationship with money? Because I really believe, as you say, whether it's limiting or fear of debt, or I really believe fear of success is quite real. But what do you see as some of the biggest challenges through working with some of your private clients?
Yeah, well, I've taught 2 money DNA courses now, and we're getting ready to start a third one in February. And with all the private clients and the people that have gone through the programs, there's a pretty strong theme around the fear of not having enough. And this is the first one. I'll talk about a couple more. The fear of not having enough is something that strikes people at all levels of success. You can actually be a multimillionaire and have a fear of not having enough. And what happens is you feel like you're on the edge of being broke. And there's a lot of things that happen inside of it. Some people end up, they keep themselves with their expenses so high, and they don't have good strategies with money. So they feel out of control with money all the time. They literally have no idea how much money they have in their life. So there's this fear of like, oh my God. I've seen people be so highly leveraged. They have so much income required to keep the machine in motion that they're panicked that at any moment they're going to turn upside down. And I've also seen it where people are, you know, not really finding their stride yet, and they're struggling and they're overwhelmed and they're trying to figure out what the magic puzzle is for them and how to get their puzzle pieces together. And now what's happening is they're like starting to get a little bit of traction, and then they're panicking and they're holding on. They don't want to invest in anything because they're thinking, I don't want to lose what I've worked towards. So it's almost like our mental program is flip-flopped. Instead of being really strategic and making really good decisions, we feel so out of control with money that, you know, these people don't necessarily make good decisions. They make very frightened decisions, which causes constriction. So I think that's one big one. I think another really big problem is people are afraid, and I've seen people really limit their success with this one. They're afraid that they're going to lose their life or something else important in their life if they get more successful. So it could be, I'm afraid I'll lose my time freedom. I'm afraid that I'll lose respect from people. I'm afraid that I'll lose love from someone, like if I get more successful than them. So that one's a really interesting one, and I do a lot of inner work around that with people to kind of recognize where that's coming from and reprogram it, because that acts like a rubber band. You'll get like, imagine like you had a rubber band around your waist, and that part of you that starts to get more successful starts to stretch the rubber band, and you get out a certain degree, and then you're starting to make more money than you ever thought you could, and then you realize, oh my God. So there's a part of you that says, but what about John? What will he think if I'm more successful than him? Or I don't want my dad to be mad and like think that I'm not loyal to him, or will think, wow, I'm like starting to like worry I'm going to lose my time. Or, you know, it could be even like, I've never been this happy. Like, how can I possibly sustain this? And all of a sudden the rubber band snaps back and they're right back where they were. And we've created this like dynamic where we can't really grow because we haven't learned how to cut that rubber band. So those are a couple of the big ones. I mean, I've seen everything. I've seen people who have had these significantly huge breakthroughs because they realized that on some level they never thought that they deserved to be more successful. They didn't think it was possible. I've seen people who have what I call the incremental approach to success, where they work so hard at getting $1 at a time, have these massive epiphanies where they realize, wow, is this as easy to make $1,000 as it is to make a dollar? What if I start focusing on bigger deals and bigger chunks? And all of a sudden their program is completely shifted, and now all that stress and overwhelm to try and keep up with their bills is gone because now they're making really big money. So, you know, it's very unique and individual process. Everybody brings to the table what's up for them, and I help people really uncover it. But I think a lot of times we don't even realize that we are running a success program until someone goes through, you know, one of the introductory programs and says, oh, my gosh, this is where I've been holding myself back. And then they realize, like, it's time for me to clean this up.
You know, Melanie, on the way back, on the flight back to Philly from the LA event we were just together at, I was sitting next to a woman. We got chatting, and she was started telling me, you know, she's a radiologist, have done very well, and she started investing in real estate, and she's up to like 8 properties. She was actually flying to Maine. She lives in California. And, you know, with 5-hour flight, we get talking quite a bit. And she started telling me that she's thinking of selling off some of her properties. I said, well, I don't know much about real estate, but is now a good time to do that? And she goes, well, some of my longtime friends, it really just seem, I don't know if she used the word annoyed or troubled, but I could tell there was a little something there between her and her lifelong friends. And I told her, you know, I coach entrepreneurs, and one of the strategies which I tell people, and it's kind of hard to accept for some people, is that as you get more successful, you may actually have to let go of some relationships and you'll gain new ones, because if you allow some of that negativity to pull you back, it'll definitely hinders you from moving forward. So I thought that was pretty interesting because you kind of just talked about that.
Yeah. You know, I think this is another element of mindset, and I think the more successful we get, if our mindset, or we might even say if our money DNA is still in a weak state, what happens is we become very vulnerable to the influences of other people around us. And one of the things that I really work with my clients around is how to strengthen our inner game. So no matter what's going on around us, we're not reacting to that part of our world. We are responding and staying in alignment with whatever intention we've set for success. And this is one of the single greatest problems for entrepreneurs, because our business is so directly aligned with our performance. And if we do not have the environment for success, like that's what you're talking about, like friendships and communities, you know, how what we're surrounded with, if it is not, you know, we'll use a slightly woo-woo word, but like if the vibration of our environment does not match the internal vibration that we're operating at, which is basically one of I'm on fire, I'm going to keep moving, I've got massive stuff I want to accomplish, if that does not match, we will, without realizing it, if we're weak, we will unconsciously bring ourselves down to match the vibration of the environment around us. Because there is a human condition that says, I cannot be out of alignment with my environment, which is why it's so important as part of this work of optimum performance to really say, what's the environment I need to be in that pulls me up to the next level? You know, I've worked with a lot of people where this is a really new concept to them, and all of a sudden the light bulbs go off, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I know when I'm around so-and-so, I feel like a train wreck afterwards. I feel like they've sucked the life out of me. No wonder I have a hard time staying in motion. Or with people who have been unconsciously limiting their focus and what they'll do because they don't want to not fit in with their friends. I had a client one time who would not push himself in his business because his friends were all partiers, and their big thing was they would go out and, like, you know, have a few drinks on Saturday afternoon and play golf. Like, that was their connection strategy. And he didn't want to not fit in with his friends and do that. So he would never do the things that would cause him to work more or to have more results. So, you know, like, it was just like all messed up in his head. And this is what we do. We unconsciously decide to match the vibration of what's around us. So I think, Jim, one of the most important things we do, and you and I both subscribe to this, is we look at our environment and say, what do I need to have in my environment? The right mentoring programs, the right communities. Let me rephrase that. It's not about right ones. It's about mentors, communities, support systems, teams that pull us up so that we are challenging ourselves to operate at a higher level of standards, a higher level of performance, a higher level of activity, a higher level of what we might call leveraged focus, where we're doing things so that there's like minimal effort for maximum results. And then that's when we're on fire. So that's one of the strategies on the outside. It's like, how do I get what's happening around me to be more powerful than what's going on inside me that pulls me up?
Melanie, you know, hundreds of people are going to hear this interview through through the podcast and through my membership programs. And while I completely and just highly recommend your Money DNA program, not everybody's going to go there. So First of all, I think one of the steps would be how can people maybe even first self-diagnose that maybe they do have a money hang-up? Because it really wasn't until you and I had some serious conversations that I recognized I had a couple things that I need to retweak, you know. So it's not always clear that that's an issue with people. What do you think people, you know, entrepreneurs can do? Like, what's the first step? And I really don't know what you're going to say, but I'd love to know what your thoughts are.
Well, so if we're talking about the first step and really assessing, you know, and let's just take money out of it. Let's just say that there might be a mindset block around success in general. Okay, so we can even take money out of the conversation for a minute, because really money and success are totally interchangeable. But like, if we might look at, all right, so first of all, a real obvious question is, do I have the level of success that I want, financially or otherwise? And if the answer is no, then you have to ask yourself, well, is it because I'm new and I'm just getting started, or do I find that I tend to work really hard and I'm still not getting there? Or things don't tend to work out as well as I think they will. And that says that on some level you may be blocked. It may be you have ineffective strategies. It may be that you do have some mindset issues. It may be you've got what I like to call a trash can going on in your mind, and you're polluting your energy by having all kinds of junk that you're sorting through in your head all the time. And that's one of the first things I would look at is, do you have the level of success you want? And if not, why? Are you trying to do all the right things and it's not working, or are you just not giving yourself enough time to get there? Maybe you're a little impatient and you want all the stuff that you have right now. And if you're saying, well, you know, I've been doing this a while and I just can't get past it, then, yeah, you probably have some unconscious sabotage going on, or you've got some trash that's keeping you from being able to perform at a higher level. I think another thing you have to ask yourself is, how much effort am I having to put into the success I'm creating? And if it's upside down, which means you're having to spend 80% of your effort to get 20% of your results, you're upside down. And so you probably have, again, some ineffective strategies or some junk going on, and which is causing you to not be able to see greater possibilities. I think another thing we have to look at is what is going on in your head all day long. This is a real truth moment. You have to ask yourself, how much time are you spending worrying about what might happen? How much time are you worrying about being able to pay your bills? How much time do you have going on in your head thinking, wow, what happens if this all goes away? Like, how much of it is fear and how much of it is real joy and pleasure and possibility? And if you've got it more than 40% of your time in fear of some kind, worry, anticipation, you know, not anticipation, but anxiety of some kind, then you really do have some stuff going on that needs to get cleaned up. Personally, if I spend more 10% of my time, I'm going to go do a tune-up. Like, I just don't want to exist there. But our brains, when they're running in those negative programs, are on some level sending out negative thought patterns that we're going to start acting from. And those negative thought patterns are almost always destructive when we get into trying to act from them. I also look at things like, do you have a good relationship with managing your money? You know, do months go by before you actually look at what you're spending? Or are you really diligent? You have a system and you've got a dashboard that you track your money patterns. You would not believe how many really successful six- and seven-figure entrepreneurs have no idea how much money is going in and going out. I was working with a woman one time. She was in the mid six figures, and she was, as we're working together, we were getting her into seven figures. And the big aha for me was about a month and a half into our coaching, and she was probably making about $750,000 at this point. She revealed she had no idea how much money she was spending because I was asking her to start putting some systems in place. And as we were doing it, she was like having these aha. She's like, oh my God, I had no idea I was spending this much money on this stuff. She actually realized that even though she was making $750,000 a year, she was not profitable.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Melanie has more great tips and strategies on how to make 2013 your best year ever. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's 2013 Ride the Rebound Mastermind and Coaching Program, the place to claim your share of the economic boom or create your own. Join Jim and other successful entrepreneurs for an exciting and profitable journey as you take your business to the next level and beyond. Get all the details now at www.ridetherebound.com. That's www.ridetherebound.com.
All right, we are back, so let's get right back to my very special interview, part two, with Melanie Benson-Strick.
Oh, my goodness.
And yes. I mean, it's very common to make that much money and not be profitable because you don't realize how much it costs to run your business. And so you're not making good choices. You're not making good investments. You're making reactionary choices and investments. And those are things that we can tweak quickly and easily and effortlessly when you have an understanding of your relationship and, you know, what's going on in your business. So those are all some signs you might look at. I've got a lot of them on the website that you could look at, but those are some things that are pretty common in most groups to say, oh, that's where some of my money and success limiters are.
You know, I love that word you said, unconscious sabotage. That's so awesome because it really is some of these really bad beliefs or, you know, thoughts going on in your head that are happening unconsciously, and they're affecting how you move forward and make decisions. So that's pretty cool. So I have time for one more question, and I want to circle back to something you wanted me to remind you of. I mentioned high achievers, and you wanted to come back and talk about that.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to put something out on the table, and I know this may ruffle a couple of feathers, but I think it's really important to explore it, and that is there's a difference between high achieving and optimal achievement. And we might even say high achievers and optimal performance entrepreneurs. And what I find a lot of times we've mixed up in our head what high achieving means, and we think high achievers have to go at 100 miles an hour all the time. And what I realized, like I actually specialize in thought leaders and fast-paced entrepreneurs who are really creative and visionary, and they're realizing like, oh my gosh, like I'm working my buns off all the time, but I'm not necessarily getting any farther. It's almost like they're on a treadmill and they're running faster on the treadmill, but they're staying in place and they're not going anywhere. And what I found is that we mixed up what high achieving means. High achieving doesn't necessarily mean that you should continue to push yourself harder and harder and harder and harder. what I truly believe is the success code, if you will, for life, is recognizing what do you want out of life and how will you know you're getting there? Really like redefining our relationship with success, because most of us have a never-ending quest for more success. And, you know, maybe it's just me, Jim, but to me, like the whole reason why I created my business wasn't so that I could keep pushing myself and growing harder and harder and harder all the time and, you know, making myself sick and debilitated and exhausted. It was because I wanted to have freedom. I wanted to have financial freedom and I wanted time freedom. It didn't mean, I mean, I think you would agree, like I am one of the most successful entrepreneurs in my field. Like I have done a lot of stuff, but I also made a conscious decision to do it by putting my lifestyle first. So I wasn't going on this never-ending quest for more money and more success. I literally said, this is what I want. This is what I want my life to be like. And who do I need to be to achieve that? And so I would look at ways to align myself with that success through leverage, through designing my business so it supported my lifestyle, and by simply looking at where I got mixed up about being a high achiever and focusing on optimum performance. Because optimum performance really means that you know how to turn the, you know, a machine on that generates success. And that machine is you, your actions, and the strategies that generate the success that you have right now. And if you don't like that success, you've got to look at how to tweak the machine. And it starts with tweaking you. You can't get better strategy, you can't get better results out of your strategies if you are not running the right program. Let's look at it like this. If you've got a Windows-based computer and you're running XP still, you're running really slow, right? It's like, that's a really old program. I mean, we've like moved into Windows 8 now, and that's like five versions ago or something like that. I think it's a four. And so if you have not necessarily kept upgrading your program with the level of your capacity, then you will feel like you're exhausted and you're basically trying to keep up all the time. So that's kind of my thought on it. I think that there's so much power that we can get out of our business when we shift the way we're playing the game internally so that we can get better results externally.
I think that's awesome. And, you know, I'm going to, for the sake of learning and being a giver, I'm going to divulge some doctor-patient confidentiality here. When we started working together really intensely on my old brain box, one of the things that I think you helped me to realize was that I was confusing high achieving and high performance. And, you know, I was talking to you about how hard I'm working, how many hours I'm working, and yes, I'm getting more successful, but yet I was tired, and you challenged me. I mean, you really actually took me to the woodshed on taking time off and enjoying some of the success that I was building. And, you know, I think you'll remember this. It was two summers ago in August when I canceled like a bunch of appointments for 2 days, and I went up to the Eagles training camp and watched them work out and did nothing but enjoy myself. And the thing that you told me would happen, and it did, was that even though I'm off, by relaxing and enjoying some of the freedom that I was working so hard to achieve, it allowed kind of this whole, everything that was kind of up in my brain swirling, it kind of allowed some good ideas. In fact, you know, just by sitting there relaxing, I was getting good ideas. So, I mean, it is, quite frankly, it's impossible to turn off the idea machine, but stuff started flowing, and I enjoyed myself. And to your point, I think, Melanie, as I started actually getting more productive and enjoying myself, I still find it probably a little more difficult, as you know, to just really take more time off. But that was a huge shift for me 2 years ago, so I thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And maybe we can just wrap up with a couple of, like, easy-to-implement ideas around that.
Let's do that, yep.
First of all, and you know, since you've been so willing to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit, I think one of them is, like, be someone who takes time away. And, you know, you've got to take time off on the weekends. Like, I know people that literally work every day. And when you're working every day, you cannot recharge. So you've got to take some time away on the weekend. Now, you know, of course we're flexible. But, you know, here's the way I do it. Like, I usually take Friday afternoons off. I don't usually work on Mondays till after 1 o'clock. And usually I'm doing on Mondays is more project work. I don't take client appointments usually unless, you know, there's like a real emergency. But I create a lot of space in a calendar. I very rarely work on the weekends unless I'm just catching up on something really quick because I was away during the week. So you got to take space away. Another thing is, and Jim, like this was one that you and I talked about, is like have a lunch. Don't eat at your desk. You recharge your brain, even if it's for a half hour. And it's amazing what's going to happen for you. Like your brain, your mind actually works 100 times better when it's had space away from thinking about work. So oftentimes, like when I eat lunch, I'll go for a walk with the dog. Like I live in a neighborhood where like there's tons of dogs, so I'll go walk the dog for a little bit or go for a quick hike, or I'll read something like inspiring over lunch, and I'll just get my brain off work and just really reconnect to something that energizes me. Another thing that I think a lot of us don't do, and interestingly enough, this is a paradox for a lot of people, and you know, you were talking about organizing earlier. One of the ways that you can create more energy and more space is to plan and to work a plan. Like I have every one of my clients create a plan for how much money they want to make, and I work with them to reverse engineer exactly how they're going to get there, and then they work the plan. And interestingly enough, what happens is they waste less time because they're not sitting there spinning their wheels going, what am I supposed to do next? Or, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do today. Let me create a whole new program and a whole new product so I can, you know, it's just like that's what we do when we're not clear where our attention's supposed to go. So it doesn't mean that you don't have flexibility and space to be creative. It just means that you really know how to be productive and use your time and invest it wisely in your business.
Awesome. Well, now everybody that's listening knows why Melanie is my mindset success coach. So, Melanie, thank you so much. This has been an incredibly fast-moving hour. And how can the people listening to this learn more about you, get connected with you, and learn about the various programs and things that you offer?
Yeah, well, successconnections.com. And one thing you can do right away is on my site, there's a really powerful free coaching called 18 Tips to Re-Energize Your Business, and people love that free coaching series. And you get a taste of who I am and how I coach people, and you're going to get some, you know, what Jim likes to say, like I have my sugar-coated 2x4 that'll kind of give you a little whack into optimum performance zone.
And you don't see it coming, by the way.
And then Money DNA Master, you can find it on that site, or you can go right to money-dna.com, and we teach it once, sometimes twice a year, and you can check out when the next one is coming.
Just awesome, and I'll tell you this, folks, so when you opt in to get that free thing, couple things you're going to get. You'll get notified when Melanie sends out her e-zine, which is awesome. It's one of the first ones I subscribed to 6 years ago, I think. And then she's also doing some phenomenal videos, teaching, some of these strategies for free. So make sure you what's the name of your videos again?
They're called New Era Success TV, but they're all on successconnections.com. You can actually go back and look at some of the past ones that are in the blog there.
New Era Success TV, awesome. So as soon as you're done watching Newsletter Guru TV, go check out New Era Success TV.
Exactly. And then, I would have to say, we complement each other very well. So there's a lot of times that we're like talking about things that really juice people up. So it's a nice complimentary mindset approach to all the great strategies you're learning from Jim.
It really is. And, this whole year we've been in the Rockstar Mastermind group where we actually say, I'm a little more strategical and tactical and you're more the mindset. So it is it's a good 1-2 punch. So, folks, if you're looking to make 2013 rock on, then, watch a little bit more of Newsletter Guru TV and New Era Success TV. Melanie, thanks again. I really, really appreciate it. You're awesome.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed part 2 of this very special 2-part episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend and success coach, Melanie Benson Strick. Stick Like Glue Radio. Keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.